This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Paul, VK5 PAS, our webmaster, has asked me to remind you about the AHAR's website, and in particular, has pointed out the latest news and the upcoming events pages, where you can keep up to date with the very latest information. AHAR's will be conducting the next Foundation Licence course and all levels of assessment on the weekend of the 7th and 8th of October 2017. Booking is essential. For further information, contact Sassy Naylor at vk5sn@wia.org.au or by phone 0417 858 547. Check your calendars for these dates as well. The Oceana DX contest for 2017 is on the weekend of the 7th and 8th of October, and the Oceana DXCW contest is on the 14th and 15th of October. Christmas dinner will be at the Belair Hotel on the 3rd of December, and the famous AHARS picnic at Lions Park will be on Saturday the 21st of January. Details of who to contact to book your places will be available soon. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 13th of October, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on the 14th of October. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. I'll be talking about restoring boat anchor equipment at the October the 19th general meeting. You may need this skill after the upcoming silent auctions. The AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. Yesterday's clean-up at the Shack went very well, with at least 16 members attending, about 10% of the membership. Thanks again for those who attended. The very popular AHARS buy and sell is on November the 12th. We're convinced this is the biggest and best ham radio buy and sell in Australia. As usual, it is at the Goodwood Community Centre, Rosa Street, Goodwood. Entry fee is $5 for buyers. Doors open for sellers at 8 a.m. and for buyers at 9:30 a.m. Private tables are $10. Book your table by emailing table booking requests to David, vk5kc@wia.org.au, and Roy, vk5nrg@wia.org.au. Please send your requests to both so we don't miss anybody out. If you do not have an email address, you can speak to these folks at the next club meeting or social event. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Boy, am I red-faced, or I was earlier in the week anyway. Those of us who helped with the video cameras at last weekend's Pines Enduro had to endure very high winds and rain showers all weekend. However, it really blew on the Sunday, and when I got home, the old face felt a bit tight, but it wasn't until the better half spotted it and said I looked like a beetroot that I realised how bad I looked. Fortunately, the generous use of some moisturising cream over the next few days meant that the dreaded peeling skin did not eventuate. No doubt others suffered in the same way, as we all were pretty exposed to the elements for the weekend. From all accounts, the video footage of the quarry part of the course that we were able to provide on the very large trailer-mounted screen in front of the main crowd was a very big hit, and Charles, VK5HD, who organised the video part of our participation, very ably helped with the technical side of things by Greg, VK5ZGY, had quite a few requests for us to attend events in other states to provide the same sort of service. High praise indeed. Unfortunately, the logistics involved mean that we will stick to local events only. Andrew, VK5FCLS, and his team provided the usual excellent support around the course proper for the Sunday main event. Although using outdated and very basic equipment, we were able to supply video of very good quality. This is very largely due to the experimentation that Greg VK5ZGY has done with scavenged and donated home video type cameras. Greg has modified all of them to run from 12 volt gel cell batteries and is using Cat5 cables and balance to get the video signal back to the central control room, where Charles VK5HD's other half does a fantastic job of switching between all of the video cameras to provide excellent coverage to the public. Linny was assisted very ably by Kate, daughter of Tom VK5NFT, in this very demanding task. Another successful event. Now we prepare to help with the national rally round to be held in the Haywood area on Saturday the 7th of October. We do not provide video for this event, but will be stretched to the limit with providing communications from around the entire course for the whole day. We have been helping with this event for several years now, but this is the first time that it has been part of the National Rally Championship Series. The next big one after that is the Legend of the Lakes 2017 Hill Climb, which takes place on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the 10th, 11th and 12th of November 2017. Aside from our annual convention, this is the biggest event of the year for us, as it takes all of our able-bodied members to be able to provide the necessary communications coverage. Somehow we always seem to get it done though. Just a note for any Surge members who may be listening that have not received club emails for the last few days. Google decided that someone had hacked my Gmail account and has refused me access to it. I have had to set up a new account and add all club members to the address book, so I may have missed one or two. If you think you are missing out, please contact me so that I can fix it. That's me done for this week. The members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Surge.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les VK5KLD with today's notes from the Northeast Radio Club. And I guess if you're listening to this now, then you've successfully advanced your clocks an hour for daylight saving. Yes, welcome to summertime. And I remember many years ago, a radio ham I knew at this time of the year used to have a lot of difficulty with his youngest son, who insisted on putting all the clocks forward an hour, even the GMT clock. So don't advance your GMT clock. There's no difference with daylight saving time for GMT. Last Friday night we had a very enjoyable fifth Friday night dinner at the Northgate Sports and Community Club. So thanks for everybody that came along. Yeah, the meals were good and plenty of social activity, a friendly crowd there, and lots of free ice cream. We all enjoyed that. You just went up to the soft serve machine and helped yourself. It was really good. I had a couple of them. Very nice. And yeah, hope everybody had a good time. And yeah, there won't be another Fitz Friday night dinner until 2018, if we don't have the one in December when there's a Fitz Friday night, because it's too close to New Year's Eve and nobody'd want to go out and do it that close to New Year's Eve. So thanks for everyone that came, and hope you all enjoyed yourself. I did. And I wonder if anybody's used that fusion repeater I told you about last week, VK5RDF, and that's on 438.1125 megahertz with an offset of minus 7 megahertz. So see if you can get it and have a bit of fun. I believe there's a few people on it now. And of course this month in October, there is the Jamboree of the Air. So that will be on the 20th to the 22nd of October. So you may be able to get involved with some of the scout groups and help them out with the Jamboree of the Air. Certainly this year the Northeast Radio Club is going to set up a station. And we're still looking for relay operators for the 80 and 40 metre WIA broadcasts. So if you can think you can give us a hand, then get in touch with Trevor, VK580Q, and you can ring him up on his phone at 8380-5542, or whip off an email to him at his email address, which is vk580q@wia.org.au. Well, that's all for this time. Thank you very much for listening. 73 is and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a brief note from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Not a lot to report today, just an update and reminder of events already mentioned previously. I hope you all put your clocks forward to the central summertime, daylight saving, high. The Tech Night on Wednesday, 18th of October, will be an introduction to Arduino. I believe personal laptops could be an advantage. Jota, set up at the Scout Hall on Mufflin Road, Elizabeth Grove, will be on Saturday, the October 14th from 9 a.m. Contact Bruce, VK5VAB, on joti@chariot.net.au. Orientation for participants will also be on this day. The November Tech Night will be the testing of antennas at Ridley Park, Elizabeth. November has a fifth Wednesday event to be advised at the, after the club meeting. And the next club meeting will be on Wednesday the 4th of October. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. See you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now from Wison, South Australia.
Good morning. My name is David, VK5LSB. And this morning I'm providing you with some notes, updates from Wison South Australia on behalf of its committee. Over the past few months, Wison South Australia has been quite busy out there in the community and have recently been involved in the Light Force Rally of South Australia. We have provided radio communications, coordination, checkpoints and supports to the organisers. Many thanks from the Wison committee goes out to all the volunteers who assisted this event, and the rally organisers spoke fairly highly of all who attended and the skill sets and professionalism that was shared and on display during the event. Coming up on Sunday the 19th of November, now this is a date to be placed in your diary. I'll say again, Sunday the 19th of November, Wison SA is having a social get-together at the Scouts Activity Centre Radio Communications Hut at Woodhouse, commencing with a free barbecue at midday. Yes, you heard it. Right, a free barbecue, so come along and catch up with friends and have a snag or two. If you're coming along, can you please email me on vk5lsb@wia.org.au so that we can cater sufficiently for you. I say again my contact details, vk5lsb@wia.org.au. So put it in your diary now, that's Sunday the 19th of November at midday at the Scouts Activity Centre up at Woodhouse. I'll see you there. We are also in the planning stages for the Classic Adelaide Rally that is being held over the 7th to the 9th of December. So if you're interested in volunteering in this event, please notify me via email, vk5lsb@wia.org.au, as we need to confirm available volunteer numbers prior to committing to the event. Worried about equipment? No need to be, as Wison can assist you with this during the event. Also, Wison SA will be organising a thank you luncheon for its volunteers that assisted with the activities during the 2017 at a venue to be announced and will occur during January or February of next year. The function will be financially subsidised by Wison SA as a thank you for volunteers and all their hard work that they've put in and time and equipment they've donated to the organisation. More information is to follow over the forthcoming months, so stay tuned. Wison South Australia has also received a large financial grant from the South Australian Government for the design and construction of a communications trailer, and currently it is in the design phase, and construction of the trailer will commence shortly. Wison South Australia and its volunteers are thankful to the South Australian Government for the grant and support that they're providing to the community. Also, a monthly newsletter is published by myself, and if you want to be added to the mailing list, please email the secretary at secretary@sa.wison.org.au for more details, or Google Wison South Australia on the Google and find our webpage and all the contact details on there, plus a copy of the newsletters on there as well, just in case you missed it. Wison SA is also available on Facebook, so check us out, like us, and join our group, as we'd love to have you on board with us. So looking forward to seeing you at our free barbecue get-together on Sunday the 19th of November at Woodhouse for a midday lunch. This has been David, VK5 LSB, on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee. Cheers and 73 all.
G'day, I'm Hans, VK5YX, with a reminder to members of the RAOTC, that's the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club, that the annual lunch will again be at the Marion Hotel, Mitchell Park, on Thursday the 19th of October at midday. It will be an informal get-together like last year in the public area and be an opportunity to enjoy reminiscing with old friends and others. Tables have been booked for 18, a few more than last year, but no doubt there are spare seats available if needed. There's no need to confirm. So that's the RAOTC lunch on Thursday the 19th of October at the Marion Hotel. If you want to contact me, my email is vk5yx@wia.org.au and my phone number is 0414 891 734. 73 from Hans, VK5YX.
Good morning, this is David, VK5Kilo Charlie, on behalf of the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The buy and sell is now only a few weeks away. Table bookings are starting to pick up, so please make sure you have a table. Send an email to me, VK5KiloCharlie@wia.org.au, and Roy, VK5NRG@wia.org.au. So Sunday, November the 12th, same venue and same time, 7:30 for sellers, 9:30 for buyers into the sale hall. Have all the usual commercial traders there. So Sunday, November the 12th, week later than usual, 5th of November is the Maker Fair, so you will be free to attend the Maker Fair at Tonsley. So get your bookings in, email myself or Roy, and make sure you have a table to sell all your pre-loved goodies. This has been David, VK5KC, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.